Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Donald Trump Jr. here on Talk Radio 1210. Don, what are we going to be doing that night?
Well, we're just excited to be there. We're going to be doing, obviously, a big book signing, but a speech, a rally, trying to make sure everyone understands really what's at stake. Coming up this November 5th, I mean, it's amazing how quickly our country has gone to hell in a handbasket, and we have a great chance to get something and get us back on track with a leader who is fearless, who can take on the world and fix the mess that has been caused by the Democrat apparatus in Washington, D.C., across the country.
Absolutely. Now, the book, I wanted to ask you about this. My take on it, it's a great edition, coffee table and the like, Letters to Trump. Did your dad write it? And you're involved in some of this, Don, I know, behind the scenes. Because in this, you see Donald Trump, before he announced for office, Oprah says, "I'm weepy," in a letter, thinking about being your VP if you ever did run. Hillary has a letter in there to kind of show this is the real Trump versus how they make him out now.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it shows sort of how misguided the political process is, right? People that were lifelong friends magically disappear. It just shows you a little bit also how phony the world is, how manicured and, you know, it is when it's shown to the public eye. But behind the scenes, you realize that people are oftentimes just lying through their teeth and spreading a lot of the nonsense that we see today. It's become so prevalent, it's ridiculous. So Letters to Trump is sort of a reflection of all the letters sent to my father and back and forth. From world leaders, from famous Hollywood people. You got Alec Baldwin in there. You got the Queen.
Whoa,
you got a little
wait,
bit of everything.
Wait a minute. Alec Baldwin. We got to turn to that page. Wow,
You know, and then you see, then magically they turn so quickly. And yet it's sort of indicative of the real world, unfortunately, where you know, even if you're doing the right thing by other people, if you turn on the apparatus, they turn on you very quickly. So there's very little loyalty there, unfortunately. But again, I think it shows the origins of Trump so well. I think it shows how fake so much of the world that we live in really is. And I think that's important to know because you're going to be bombarded with all of that stuff in the coming months, you know, from the Democrats that are going to talk about Bidenomics and, you know, the job that Kamala Harris did on the border and her radical policies are actually quite moderate. You know, and it's not our message versus their message because their message is artificially carried by the mainstream media. They run with it. They'll lie to you through their teeth. Same thing with big tech. So we have a chance to do something incredible. We can end the wars. We can bring back peace. I know that because my father did it once before. You know, we can fix the economy and create job growth for Americans and not for illegals and all of these things. You know, I don't think even the Democratic apparatus can lie and get people to feel like they're doing better off than they were under Trump when they go to the grocery store or when they're at the gas pump or whatever it may be. But they're going to desperately try. And so we got to get everything back on track.
I want to ask you, Dad to Dad, too, when I heard, because I didn't know the age of your oldest daughter, when she was going to give a speech at the convention and you announced it, I turned to my wife and said, oh, you know, probably a kid coming out, it'll be cute. My goodness, she had to have spoken in various things before at Trump, if it's something. Nobody has that kind of poise and showed what her granddad was all about. That was a highlight.
It was amazing. And no, she hasn't. I mean, it's really her first ever speech. And, you know, that's my daughter, Kai, she's 17. She's a golfer, right? So she plays golf with my father every weekend. They're very competitive, but they're like buddies, right? It's really sort of funny. Because she's the golfer, she gets a lot of the attention from Grandpa because that's his passion, sort of when he's not trying to save the free world. And she called me that Monday morning. She was the one who was with me when we found out that he had been shot. And we didn't know anything for 90 minutes, and it really hit her hard. And she called me that Monday morning, you know, 2 days before she was going to speak in front of, you know, what, 35,000 people live and tens of millions on TV. And she's like, I feel really strongly about this. I want to do that. I would never put her in that crosshairs, right? The lunatics on the left, you know. They'll say Hunter Biden at 52 is protected. He's, you know, but oh, she's chosen to enter the arena just because she wants to sort of talk about a side of her grandfather that no one really gets to see. So, you know, I would never offer that up to her. But she called me and insisted, and I was nervous like as heck for her.
Oh God, is it
that's
dead?
Not easy as an opening speech ever. But she absolutely crushed it. She did so good. I was so proud of her. It was amazing.
Well, we hope to see more of her in the future, but she's a scratch golfer now. And I saw the tape of your dad playing with DeChambeau. He likes a cut shot. He likes the left to the right.
He does.
Yeah, he likes a cut shot.
No, he's really good at it and, you know, enjoys it. And that's sort of his getaway from the insanity of the rest of the world. But, it's been great.
Can you take us, and on September 12th with Don Trump Jr., we'll get into it much more detail, allow you to expand. J.D. Vance is just the ultimate American success story. And you made the point, a kid from Middletown, Ohio, or however you put it, bonding with a kid from Trump Tower. It is unusual. So why J.D. Yeah. Vance?
Listen, I think, you know, I've gotten to know him over the last few years very well. Just incredibly intelligent. You know, he's built businesses. He's done so much for a young man. But really his story, you know, coming out of, you know, Middletown, Ohio, but also Appalachia. You know, a parents, you know, father who left, a mother who was riddled with addiction. There's a lot of J.D. Vances in this world, and so few ever have the opportunity to break out of that vicious cycle of poverty and addiction. And he's done that to create what I think is one of the ultimate American success, American dream stories. And so, you know, I think it just relates to so many people. I think he does not forget where he's from. He can go back and actually fight for those people, for the problems that they really face, because he knows them. He understands them. It's not a soundbite. You know, it's not like a Kamala Harris story. It's a little different. He's actually lived that, and he'll do an incredible job with that. So like I said, I've gotten to know the guy over the last few years. I think what he brings to that ticket is incredible. And I think what he'll ultimately bring to the vice presidency is incredible, because he is like so many Americans. He was just blessed to be able to break through, again, that vicious cycle of poverty and addiction that I think he can help so many others actually solve those problems and actually get out and live that same American dream.
And you're a big policy guy, too. I wanted to drill down, and we'll have more time on the 12th. But, Don, he is a populist. In other words, he has a lot of different positions that are not cookie cutter, kind of like Donald Trump Sr.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
100%. Yeah, he's not for the never-ending wars just because, you know, you're a Republican neocon, right, or a Democrat and you want the board seat at Raytheon one day. Like, why are we in this war? How do we win? What does it actually benefit Americans? Why would someone from Middletown, Ohio, or Scranton, Pennsylvania, or wherever it may be, why would they be spending their taxpayer dollars on these wars if we can't even articulate what it does for America? And so I think that's fundamental, right? I didn't want someone on that ticket to just go back to the old ways. I also wanted someone young who could take the America First movement and not just revert back to, again, the neocon policies of the oligarchs of Washington, D.C., frankly, on both sides, but will run with that America First message forever, continue that way after my father. I think that's so critical because that's where the real people of America actually are. But the problem is in Washington, D.C., that doesn't matter. You are wherever your special interests tell you to be. J.D. is different than that. He's cut from a different cloth, like my father. And to have both of those guys like that on the ticket, honestly, you saw the sort of the reaction from some of the swamp. And they're scared because they wanted to go back to business as usual, or they wanted someone, that would sit there and either, backstab my father to try to keep their policies so that they can keep their, their wars going on indefinitely. Right? There's no money in peace, Dom. There's no money in peace.
Well, look, you're emphasizing this. Look, like the accomplishments of your father, of the Supreme Court justices, some of the policies, but the biggest thing, turning the Republican Party, the Uniparty, around none of these unending wars, that is going to be the biggest legacy.
That's number one. And I know, and again, I know he can do it, right? Everyone talks about, oh, we'll end wars, we'll do this, we'll create peace in the Middle East. Everyone's been saying that for 50 years. Trump's the only one that actually did it. Trump actually has done it, Don. He did that. They don't give him any credit for it because that doesn't bode well for the narrative. But, when he says he's going to do something, it's not just talk like it is with the politicians. Like, Joe Biden was going to make things so much better. Yeah, have that work out. Kamala Harris is going to do a great job shutting down the border and all these other things that she supposedly did. How do you feel? I don't think you're doing any better. So I think that's so critical. We've actually done these things before, and now I think you have a much stronger ticket. You have someone who understands those things and isn't going to be a resistance to it. That's a great thing for America.
Without a doubt. Don, it's such a pleasure. We always say big issues, big guests. Nobody bigger for Politics and Pints on September 12th. I know you have your Rumble show, too, so you're actually in the business now.
I am. I have my triggered podcast on Rumble a couple times a week at 6 p.m., Mondays and Thursdays, having a good time with that, bringing a real guest, having a real conversation that, the mainstream media on both sides, again, does not want to have. And so it's been interesting. But, it was easier being a real estate developer. But now now that we're in that game, I think we got to fight for these things because we got to leave our kids a country that they recognize. And that's the direction we're headed right now.
Exactly. Don, thank you. Thanks for being so generous of your time. We'll see you in about 6 weeks.
I'll see you then, Don. Thanks a lot.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.